Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
This can only happen to our very own Carla, okay? She got the details, all the details up next on who she's going to do it with next. And why it's so dangerous.
Is it my legal?
My boyfriend listening to this like, what?
Details up next with your Morning Mess. My very own Carla. Situations like this can only happen to our Carla, who is who is our avid Snapchatter. So this happened in Snapchat. And again, Carla, so you've been talking to the wrong person for how long now?
Like a week and a half. So here's what happened. I thought I was talking to my old roommate, and I was telling her about like this dream I had with her and how much I missed her and how happy she looked with her new man. And this girl's responding to me like, oh my gosh, thank you. I miss you too. We should hang out. And we made plans to go do yoga at the park. But then I realized, wait a minute, this is not my old roommate. I'm talking to another girl with the same exact name, and I cannot remember for the life of me who this girl is. But I'm wondering if I should still go to yoga with her, because obviously, like, we're friends, right? But I just don't know who she is, or should I ditch her because this is a stranger?
Oh, Carla.
Yeah, so we're asking you, team do it or team ditch, to give us a call, 833-730-6377. We got a faithful Morning Messenger on the line. John, you're listening to this right now, Johnny.
I sure am.
And you're already laughing. So this is like a daily thing with Carla. Only this could happen to Carla. So Johnny, are you team do it? Carla, to go to the park, do yoga with a girl. She has no idea who she is, but obviously, Carla, you've been getting along with her over Snapchat for the past week and a half.
I mean, she knows me, apparently.
Or ditch her because this could be dangerous. What do you think, Johnny?
Well, I think, honestly, Carla, if you've been talking to her for a week and a half, and I say do it, team do it. Don't go alone, but I'm team do it. Go for it.
See, I like the way you think, because honestly, have you guys ever heard when people say like, oh, well, you got to make new friends. Like, oh, I want this girl to be my friend. This is how I'm going to make a new friend. Obviously, we've been talking. She's been normal. I do watch her Snapchat stories. I can tell she's a real girl. I just don't know who she is.
I mean, are you super sure she's normal, though?
Well, she does have a lot of cats. I don't know if that makes her weird.
But this is very telling to me that the married people are the ones that are like, back off, because this is literally like dating in 2021. Like, you don't really know the person. You meet them on an app. In your case, Carla, like Snapchat, sure, whatever. And now you're going to go and meet up with this person in a public place. Get your life, honey. And maybe if you make a connection.
This can only happened to our Carla. Now, me and Gina are in the same boat here. We would definitely ditch. But Anish, you mean to tell me if this happened to you, you would actually meet a stranger? Let's just put this out there. This is a stranger at a park.
Yeah, you're talking to a single gay man. Yeah.
Okay, but like, if you're dating, at least you know what they look like. She doesn't even know what this girl looks like.
I know.
Well, I'm not dating her, so she ain't gotta be cute. Like, that's fine.
But how will we know how to rescue you? We don't know who your kidnapper is or even what they look like.
Okay, so Johnny, if you were on an app, it doesn't even matter if it's Snap. You're on whatever. If this happened to you, you would actually meet a stranger at a park, maybe to play some ball or hang out or do yoga. You would actually meet up with them.
Honestly, I would. I think it happened to me and my son. I took him to a stranger's house for baseball training, and I just met the guy through the app, and he was one of the best trainers that my son ever had, so we continue training now. So I say, do it.
See, this is Carla's theory that this could be a lifelong friend. I don't know, man. I'm just being big brother here. I just think it's dangerous. I do like Johnny's suggestion. Maybe you take someone, Carla?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could probably tell my boyfriend, like, hey, keep an eye out.
You should take someone tougher, like someone from the show, like Gina. Why don't you take Gina with you?
Oh, I already got my finger on my nose. Nose goes for me.
Sorry, Joey. It's Team Chloe for this one. You're just...
If you decide to do this, I will go to the park. I will meet you there. I will park in my car and watch everything go down, Carla, if you do decide. We're going to take more calls, and please drop comments at The Morning Mess on IG. If you meet up with this girl, I will show up to that park, because that's how much I'm concerned for you. Just park in a car and watch you. I mean, I ain't going to watch the whole damn yoga session, but I'll hang out for 15, 20 minutes, okay?
Okay, wait. How funny would it be if the girl ends up canceling on me? Like, what if she's telling her friends, like, yo, this weird girl is telling me she has dreams about me, and now she wants to hang out?
I was low-key thinking that, because if I had someone hit me up like, oh my God, I'm dreaming about you, I would be concerned.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we're still taking your calls. 833-730-6377. Are you Team Ditch or Team Do It? Johnny, thank you so much for the call. Obviously, you're Team Do It.
I'm Team Do It, guys. Love you, Matt. Love you, Joey Boy.
Oh, my God. I appreciate you. Carla, in a situation where she ditches this girl, or people are encouraging to do it. So you met this girl via Snapchat, Carla.
Apparently, I met this girl at some point in my life, but I was talking to her via Snapchat, thinking that this is my old roommate. We made plans to hang out. I'm over here like, you're amazing. I miss you. But now I'm realizing that it's just a girl with the same name, and I have no idea who I made plans with.
Oh, Carla.
You made plans with this girl to do yoga at a park. Now, you guys have been having a conversation with each other for the past week or two. So she still thinks she's meeting you at the park this weekend to do yoga.
Yes.
And you do not know who this girl is. This is not your old roommate at all.
No, not at all. She just happened to have a little picture on her Snapchat that looks just like my roommate, but it ain't her.
Oh, jeez.
Carla is thinking the conversation with this girl has been pretty cool. She might do it. Me and Gina are telling her not to do it, Gina.
I mean, for your own safety. You don't know who this is, and you're just going to show up randomly to hang out with somebody? Carla, come on.
She knows me.
So listen, man, we're asking you your opinion on it. Are you Team Do It or Team Ditch? All right, 833-730-6377. Looks like we got Karina on the line. Karina, do it or ditch?
Hell no. Ditch her and be like, I don't feel good. I just have this little pickle in my throat or something weird.
What?
Is it a pickle in your throat? What's going on?
Karina. And then figure out who it is.
Oh my God. Not only do you want her to ditch, but you want her to like be a double agent and show up to find out who it is?
Stand her up.
Okay, because here's the thing. Clearly it's a girl that I've met before.
But she's like psycho.
Exactly.
But Karina, we run that risk all the time when we're using things like dating apps and stuff like that, where it's like I'm talking to someone, I'm really only getting to know them through like a chat window, and I go and I meet them, and before the panoramic, I was going to restaurants. The same thing could have happened. Like, it's no different. What's the difference with Carla doing this?
Because it's little Carla. She'll be kidnapped.
Right, so you can get, I could get kidnapped, and that's okay?
That's exactly what she said.
I mean, I love you, Anish, but ain't nobody gonna move your ass.
Oh, my God! Yeah. Okay, Karina, I love you, but woo.
You are so mean, girl. I hope somebody kidnaps me.
No, not even. No, Karina's
I got you, Anisha. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Oh,
take her ass out.
No. Okay, this is why I genuinely thought that it would be okay to go. Because at some point, I met this girl. At some point, we exchanged social medias. And here's the thing. If she didn't think it was weird for me to tell her, like, oh, I just had a dream about you the other day, da-da-da-da, then we must actually, like, know each other from somewhere, or she must be comfortable enough to go and see me. Like, she's putting herself in that situation because she knows who I am, and, like, that's why I feel kind of safe to go.
No.
Yeah, no. Okay, do you know the radio you guys are, like, say what you will, celebrity status, okay? Anyone's gonna get the opportunity to spend one-on-one time with you is gonna go.
Oh, but they can't kidnap me, so that's fine.
Anish, okay, look, I'm sorry she said that, but we need to refocus on Carla and her safety.
Yeah, Carla, you're like 4 foot nothing, man. It's very easy if this girl came with her boyfriend, and then we have to come with ransom money. Do we have money for Carla's ransom if she goes out and do this, man?
Well, we did get a stimmy, but...
Not all of us got it.
That's right.
Exactly. I didn't get it either. I just think it's dangerous. You don't know who the girl is.
I wouldn't go. And I'm with you. If you are going to go, then make up a lie. You show up to that park in an undisclosed car, see who it is. If you happen to, like, oh my God, I totally know who this is. Then you go out like, oh my God, how you been? But you look and you don't recognize her at all. You call like, oh my God, I got a flat. Or you make up something and you do not get out that car.
Yeah, don't say a flat, because she'll be like, I actually, boy, I'm on my way.
Then you give her a different location than where you're at or something. But nah, don't meet this girl, man.
Really?
That's dangerous.
Y'all are mean. See, I started the conversation with her. I was like, I had a dream about you, girl, and now I'm over here ditching her.
It's 2021. New levels of ditching.
Fair.
True that. True that.
So you're not going?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know? I feel like I should try to Snapchat her right now, like a random selfie, and see if she responds with a picture of her. But, yeah.
So my.
I understand why you can't just get a picture of her.
I mean, what do I say? Send me a selfie? Like,
yeah,
that's
weirder. Some Snapchat challenge.
Nude?
What do you
Let me see your eyebrows, girl. Tell me you're rocking your eyebrows today.
Yes, let me see what your eyebrows look at. You got to see what she looks like. That's all it is. Because then you would know if you know her or not.
I obviously know her, right?
You don't.
No.
Okay. No.
So, Karina, if you made plans with Carla, do you give her permission to ditch you?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? You're consistent, and
yes,
I love it.
I'm here for it.
If I don't feel comfortable, like, meeting someone, I'll just be like, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't feel good.
All right. Very simple.
I don't know. It's just like a feeling with me, though, because my circle is very close and tight. So if I know you, I know you. And if I question, like, who you might be or if you're the person I think you were, even people that I've known from high school.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
She's definitely Team Ditch, okay?
I feel that.
Karina, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Don't tell us what to do. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Listen, man, Carla, I'm just saying this is a weird time. 2021 is much better than 2020. Day 13 in it. So I'm just saying be precautious, but we are still taking your calls. What should Carla do? Listen, how you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Well, hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And Carla.
I hope our morning messengers got this right. We asked your opinion. Are you team do it or team ditch? Only our own Carla would put herself in a situation. This damn Snapchat put you in. I told you. That's why I'm off Snap, man. It's drama, bro.
Well, I was Snapchatting my old roommate for like over a week, telling her like, hey, I had this cool dream with you. Yada, yada, yada. Let's hang out. Let's do yoga. Only turns out I wasn't Snapchatting my old roommate. I was just Snapchatting a girl with her same name. And now I've got plans with her. So.
And you don't know who she is still.
I have no idea who she is.
Now, Carla has been thinking, well, you know, we've been going back and forth on Snap. She seems really cool. Maybe this could be a new friend. I'm just like, no, hell no. This is a stranger. Stranger danger. You got to ditch her.
No. But she seems so nice.
Exactly. This is like any time you meet a brand new person in your life, you don't know who they are. This could be a great opportunity. You guys are going to be out in public. Like you said, you're going to do yoga in the park or whatever. It's not like nobody's going to witness anything if it should happen, like a kidnapping or, you know.
If something happens, we're going to be having fourth mic auditions next week. All right, listen, man. We told you to get your vote on at The Morning Mess on Instagram. Carla, you got the results?
I sure do. We asked you, like Joey just said, at The Morning Mess on Instagram, if you were team do it or ditch her. And the majority of our morning messengers said, ditch her.
There you go.
They're just looking out for your safety, okay?
Exactly. Gina, if she would just listen to Mama Bear and Papa Bear over here, man. Me and Gina done told you since second three, you gotta ditch her.
Yeah, it's just smarter. Look, no hard feelings. Just come up with a cute little excuse. It's Snapchat. Just say you forgot to check the app or whatever. You're fine.
I feel like I should tell her. What if she shows up to the park and I'm like not there? That's messed up.
Well, no, you should tell her.
You have to tell her.
No,
but
absolutely.
Now you have to deal with the awkwardness of trying to figure out what you're going to say to her because you're listening to these people.
Listen, man, y'all are overthinking this. Let's hit her right. How does Snapchat work? Can you leave her a message? Can you like call her on Snapchat? How does it work? Can we do this right now?
Okay, so I could send her like a voice message.
You can send her like a voice message. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to do it right now?
Oh, I mean, like you have to do it right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it super quick. Okay.
Wait, right now?
Wait,
yes.
So this is just an audio. There's no way to contact her. You could just leave her a message.
Right. I mean, because okay. Like I could like call her, I guess, through Snapchat. I don't know. I don't really use it except for to type. So, but there's a microphone. So I think this. Okay.
Okay, girl.
Okay. Why am I nervous? Okay. Are we gonna, can we bleep? I'm just gonna call her Hey Girl so you guys don't know her name. Okay. Hey girl, it's Carla. So I just wanted to talk to you, touch base a little bit about our awesome plans that we had. So I'm really embarrassed to tell you this. I don't know how to tell you. I thought I was talking to a different Katie. I'm so sorry. Like, I know that this is so messed up. We've been talking for literal weeks. I thought that you were my old roommate, and turns out you're not. But, like, I meant everything I said. Because like, I watch your Snapchat stories. Like, you look happy with your man. I saw an engagement ring in your last Snap story, so I know that you're together and well. I'm so sorry. I don't think we can hang out. If you want to send me a selfie of you, and, like, we can see how we know each other, but I'm so sorry I have to cancel.
Okay. Oh my god.
I'm embarrassed for you. What the hell? That was awkward as all hell.
How do you tell a person that? Well, like that, I guess. Oh my god.
I would have lied. Wow.
I don't even know what to say. Wait, she's like already typing back. How's she already typing back?
What did she say?
Hold on.
Oh my god, she must wait. Hate like
her,
you.
Her Bitmoji's there and everything.
Yes, oh, yes. Because no. On Snapchat, she said, "Hey girl, I'm at work. I'm sorry I can't hear the voice message."
Oh my god.
You know what? Our friendship is on hold. Let's find out about Maria and the other girl's friendship. What's going on? Staycation setup.
Yeah.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.